The Bush administration's new Homeland Security plan, proposed this week at the White House, proposes the creation of special teams of agents whose job it would be to think like terrorists and plot possible attacks on the United States. The purpose is to identify weaknesses in the country's defenses. The technique previously has been used by the U.S. military, which often carries out war games with one side playing the role of the enemy. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
For months now, national security experts here have been struggling with one big question. What will al-Qaeda do next? Intelligence professionals look for answers in the intercepted phone conversations of al-Qaeda operatives. FBI agents scour computer hard drives and documents found in former al-Qaeda hideouts. Military police interrogate captured al-Qaeda fighters. And then there are the people who just figure what they would do if they were al-Qaeda terrorists. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says they're a special breed.
People with a creative imagination on the dark side. People who are willing to think horrible thoughts about how we might be damaged and use that imagination in order to protect us.
Chess players do it when they think ahead to what moves their opponents are likely to make as the game progresses. But most Americans, says Woolsey, have a hard time putting themselves in the shoes of a terrorist planning to slaughter innocent civilians or destroy institutions.
People like to solve problems. They don't like to think about these awful things. They like to have cost-efficient solutions to business problems and technical problems. And this is a rare way of thinking.
To play a terrorist effectively, you have to be able to appreciate what terrorists do well. Retired Marine Corps Colonel Gary Anderson, a veteran war gamer, has lately been studying al-Qaeda operations. First, he says, comes the reconnaissance, when operatives get to know their target and identify how it can be hit. Then there's the planning of the attack, and finally, the execution. Al-Qaeda leaders, Anderson says, know what they're doing.
They train their people to look for the seams, the weaknesses, the routines that they can exploit. And they do a good job of that, and they did a superb job of it in 9/11. The execution portion of it becomes a lot simpler if you've got the reconnaissance done right and you see the vulnerabilities that you can exploit and so forth.
In a typical war game, the enemy players, known as the Red Team, try their best to attack the good guys, the Blue Team. The Bush administration's Homeland Security strategy, released this week, would have Red Teams viewing the United States from a terrorist perspective, playing out possible methods and targets in order to uncover weaknesses in the country's critical infrastructure. Gary Anderson, now at the Potomac Institute, says a terrorism war game might involve the Red Team devising a plan to hit some facility and then seeing whether the Blue Team can do a better job of picking up on the plan than U.S. intelligence agencies did when the September 11th attacks were being planned last summer.
If I was to red team it, I would send out the kinds of information that was being sent, some of which would be picked up, some of which wouldn't. But you would hope then that the blue guys, the interagency guys, would pick up their little piece of the information, recognize it might be important, and then try to do what needs to be done and put together the pieces that didn't get put together in 9/11.
Anderson has many years of war game experience in the U.S. military, which has long used the technique to check its war preparedness. The Red Team techniques envisioned in the administration's Homeland Security plan would take wargaming in a new direction by focusing on defense of the country's basic infrastructure. Former CIA Director James Woolsey supports the Red Team approach.
It should be expanded so that people who, let's say people who work on the electricity grid or on port security or on aviation security, go through the discipline of trying to run their system when someone on the red team on the other side of the war game is craftily figuring out how to completely undo the normal operation of our society.
No one outside of al-Qaeda, of course, can know for sure what the network is planning. A congressional panel that's been investigating intelligence failures reported yesterday that the attacks last September 11th probably could not have been prevented given how the planning was so closely held. But the House committee called on U.S. intelligence agencies to become more aggressive in hunting terrorist networks and do a better job of sharing information. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.